creating a new kind of vacation, traveling multidimensionally and with purpose. Have you ever had the sense when you were vacationing that there were other less obvious reasons why you found yourself on a particular trip and with certain people? Or why you needed to live in a certain area for a period of time? Perhaps some of the reasons may not have felt logical, but somehow the new locale and situation allowed you new experiences of life and of yourself. Along with the call for adventure and the desire to gather with friends and family, there may be other powerful factors operating from our larger consciousness as to why we create a certain trip or a certain living situation. We may be unaware of these deeper reasons, but in exploring and consciously opening to them, we can bring an expansive and deeply purposeful meaning to our vacation and our life. This experience can include a powerful new awareness of self, which catalyzes profound shifts and awakening to all that we are. To create this new experience of traveling, it is helpful to have plenty of time and space for yourself. This spaciousness allows you to move out of distractions and be present for what may be showing up for you. You can utilize this golden opportunity to take an internal journey on your external vacation. Here are four specific opportunities for soul expansion as you travel or focus on a specific area. Included are suggestions for how to utilize the freshness of the situation to experience more of your true self outside of the norms and patterns of your everyday life and thinking. Number one, karmic personal cleansing. Most of us have been somewhere on the planet where we experienced a strange déjà vu. Places where we felt instant familiarity or immediately felt nervous or on guard. Often this occurs because we have walked into an energetic field that highlights and activates our cellular patterning that is unresolved from a past life. A powerful and effective way to cleanse a life that is hanging out in our consciousness and perhaps limiting us is to trigger it organically through traveling to that specific location of the previous life, and sometimes even living in that specific location. The key here is to recognize what is unfolding for you when you feel unexplainable emotions and perhaps even flashes of another time. Consciously understanding you are catalyzing cellular memory allows for it to be erased and transformed through your focus and intent. Usually it will be a life that is showing up because it is somehow replaying in your present life in a limiting way. However, it could also be an awareness of human experiences that you recorded in your consciousness from past lives that may be empowering for you to remember now. Ultimately, the memory is wanting to be exposed, healed if needed, and integrated. In becoming conscious of this cellular memory activation, you can feel and see into what is being revealed and ask to cleanse all the limiting programming from that past life. Notice where geographically the memory is most triggered and take time in that spot to cleanse it. Ask to integrate the past and parallel life with your present one to allow for the fullness of you and the truth of you to be more accessible. You can do this with deep breathing, creating a sacred space of just your own pure essence and source, and asking to be guided by your spirit guides, your spirit family and source, set the intention to release any of the programming from this past life that no longer serves you, and to integrate this aspect of you. If it feels overwhelming or confusing, seek out a healer who works on this level to assist you in this multidimensional and powerful experience. Number two, collective cleansing and global healing work. In certain areas of the planet where there has been tremendous ongoing pain and suffering, some of the lower human frequencies have been absorbed by and held in the land. These energetic pockets can also be held in the collective consciousness of the people living in that specific area. At times, and depending on your sensitivity and purpose, you may become aware that you are taking on some of these dense energies through your physicality and your energetic field. An example of this is a friend of mine who traveled to Russia for vacation a few years ago. Her trip entailed a lot of walking tours at different cities throughout Russia. A few weeks in, she developed incredible pain in her knees. The pain became so intense, it was difficult for her to even walk after a while. She contacted an energy medicine practitioner friend who saw that she had absorbed into her body the pain and suffering that was lodged in the earth itself. The history of war and death had created intense frequencies of fear, sadness, grief, and despair, which were still very strongly embedded in the land of the areas where she had been walking. Once she became aware of this fact, she was able to move it out of her knees with the healer's help and set out a new program to no longer absorb any of it into her body. Instead, she transformed it by this new program to be a conduit of pure source love, to heal the earth and transmute the suffering through her physical presence. If you notice you tend to also absorb the negative energy of land or collective humanity, you can set the following very powerful intention for yourself. I am now intending and choosing to only assist humanity and the planet through the pure source energies I transmit and radiate from my being, my body, and my energy field. I am letting go of any belief that I need to allow my body or energy field to be used to transmute the energies for those I love, those I work with, for humanity, or for the planet. This is the new type of healing that is possible on the planet now. We can offer tremendous healing and transformation simply through our presence and intention. Of course, we can also offer our wisdom, our teaching, our energetic facilitation, our loving touch, but in a way that allows us to remain fully clear, clean and sovereign in our own energies and body. Understanding that all these different energies can be powerfully activated in the earth and collective can help you understand and work with feelings and experiences that may arise as you travel. Ultimately, it allows you an opportunity to work globally in healing the planet and anchoring a new consciousness of love, truth, and beauty everywhere you go, while remaining in a state of well-being in your body and your experience. Number three, returning to your pure essence through the heart vortex. It can be easier to become aware of our habits, patterns of thought, and behavior when we are out of our normal life and routine. It can be easier to notice where we limit ourselves in our thoughts and beliefs. Here's a wonderful exercise to try out when you're on a trip and have time for yourself. This can also be experienced in your everyday life with your conscious intention and focus. Set the intention to notice your thoughts or even your verbalizations that are based on limiting human filters, projections, or limiting beliefs that you hold about yourself, others, and life. asked to become aware of these specific thoughts in the way that will most grab your attention. I ask for the volume to be turned up in my head around these thoughts so that I have a better opportunity to catch them. Pay attention to any thoughts that may be projections of others or yourself and not coming from your true self. For example, you're on a plane or maybe hanging out at a public pool, and there is a screaming loud child or perhaps a very angry man. Perhaps this triggers anger in you or judgment, and you notice it. Stop yourself, take a deep breath, and ask to notice what this human filter says to you. It may say, "What terrible parents that they do not discipline their child," or "Who does he think he is?" And perhaps his anger makes you angry. Perhaps your filter is more about projections of what others think of you. For example, a fear that another is finding fault or inadequacy in you for your action, your inaction, your expression, your appearance. Ask to change these thoughts to your natural and true state of being, which will not have judgment or doubt. Focus and breathe in the center of your heart with this deep intention. Each time you catch the thought, envision a point behind your heart center. This is an energetic point. It is called a zero point, and it is a very powerful vortex. It is a point of transfer between the finite and the infinite nature of the universe. The finite understanding from our human perspective and the shifting into the infinite nature of creation, creator, and the universe. We are all walking around with these immensely powerful energy centers that can dissolve misalignment and return us and this energy back to essence. Imagine that the entire thought is moving into this vortex and instantly dissolving. The misaligned thought does not move into your physical body. Rather, it completely transmutes in the energetic vortex. And this zero point immediately returns it to truth, which is your pure divine essence. Keep playing with it and dissolving the thoughts and projections until you can feel a place of neutrality, peace, and/or love around the situation, person, or yourself. You can use your trip as an opportunity to take yourself to essence school. Have fun with it. Notice when you feel like pure you in your thought and actions and when you don't. Keep bringing the misaligned thoughts into your heart for transformation and return to your divine nature. If you would like additional help and support with this exercise, you can download the guided meditation on my website. With this meditation, you will have support holding the energy and guidance to practice working with your heart zero point. This meditation is called Returning to Your Pure Essence Through the Heart Vortex. And the link is within this article and can be found under meditations on my website. Number 4, opening to your personal relationship with the planet. We are all connected to this beautiful planet in one way or another. Discovering your unique connection allows you to assist and support her, the Earth, in a powerful and fascinating way. She is a being awakening alongside the rest of us and needs us to be in collaboration with her, while we are in collaboration with each other. We have an incredible opportunity now to partner with the planet and humanity for healing, for transformation, and even a global upgrade on all levels. Awakening to your own personal connection with the Earth can occur through a state of quiet openness, stillness, and exploration. Take quiet time on your next trip or in your own backyard or in a park or at the ocean to sit with the planet in meditation. This can include sitting on grass or sand and intending to simply breathe with her. Ask her to help you remember all that you are and your mutual connection. For years, I would lay on a blanket on grass, quiet my mind, and intend to sync up with the earth and her breath. Eventually, and in time, this opened up into feeling and hearing her, until we would converse about how she was doing, what she needed, and how I could personally help. This type of relationship and communication is possible for everyone. If you would like, in your own quiet communion with the earth, ask to feel how your energy is interacting with her and the land and the sea and the plants, the flowers all around you. How is it connected and what is your energy doing? For example, in my last vacation, I discovered in meditation that I was working in and with the Pacific Ocean, assisting the sea life, which was struggling and suffocating a bit due to all the toxins in the water. As you ask and open to your global earth work, you activate more of your own awakening. You gain a greater sense of why you are on the planet and what your larger work is here. This understanding and knowing impacts all facets of your life as you open to a greater understanding of who you are. If you would like more support activating your remembrance of your unique relationship with the planet, you can download the guided meditation on my website, which will walk you through tuning into this relationship from a clear, meditative, and connected place. This meditation is called Experiencing Your Relationship with the Earth. As we each awaken more to living from our essence and consciously partnering with the planet, we bring a hugely powerful presence and light to our world. And one by one, we are all igniting a new way, a new reality, an experience of life that is aligned with love and truth and our oneness with the entire universe. We are each the change and the new earth, living within us, birthing it through us, and enjoying the journey along the way.